Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Sister Shivani is with us. Welcome, sister.
Om Shanti.
Welcome to Healer Within.
Thank you.
Can I start by reading something?
Absolutely.
Thank you. This is on transforming energy. Each of us has the ability to transform energy. When the child throws the angry tantrums, does the mother throw it back? No. She accepts the energy of the child's mood, receives it, and turns it around and gives back love in the form of understanding, empathy, or support. So, if we can do it with our children, why not with everyone? In any relationship, let us be the one who transforms energy. Even if people are throwing criticism, anger, hatred, jealousy at us, we have a choice. If we absorb their energy, we get hurt. If we behave with them the same way as they behaved with us, we are reflecting their energy. Do not absorb, do not reflect. Instead, transform energy. This is love, empathy, and compassion in relationships.
Beautiful. And this fits in so well with what we've been talking about, the karmic law, that continuously in any interaction, it's an exchange of energy. Now, when people are throwing their energy to us, like it's so beautifully explained, do not absorb. Because if I absorb their energy, that means if somebody is sending me pain and I absorb it, means I also start thinking like that, then I'm going to go low. Do not reflect, which means if they behave badly with me, I behave the same way with them. So that means I've reflected their energy back to them. But the third option is transform their energy, which means if they behave badly with me, I behave my original, natural, beautiful self with them. I've transformed their energy. Now, we hear all these things, we read them.
Ma'am, I'd like to interrupt here. How can I transform by just behaving my original
What's
self?
My original self?
Original self is peace and love.
Someone is throwing anger at me.
But still that anger has come to me, I'm not able to transform.
Transform in the sense when
it's
they
just
throw...
just I'm avoiding.
No, when they throw their anger at me, like it beautifully said, we have three ways of responding. Take a simple example. Someone's repeatedly angry with me, shouting at me, criticizing me. So they're throwing negative energy at me. Now, with any form of energy, three options are there. Absorb, reflect, transform energy. You can do three things to it. Now, somebody's throwing anger or criticism at me, I absorb, which means I've consumed negative energy. I might not react outwardly, but I've consumed that energy and I've gone low, which means I can cry about it, feel hurt, just sulk or just feel like a victim. I've consumed. Somebody threw negative energy, I've consumed that energy. This is absorbing the energy. Reflect energy. If someone getting angry with me, I shout back at them. It means I took theirs and sent it back to them, reflected the energy. Transform the energy, which means somebody is rude to me, somebody is critical to me, somebody is angry with me, I talk back nicely to them.
Okay.
And we're doing that. All of us are on this journey and we are practicing that. And we're seeing the result of it.
Yeah, I've done that.
You've done that. We've all done that. We've all been trying it and we've been able to get success. Like it said so nicely, if a mother can do it with a child, she doesn't shout back at the child when the child throws a tantrum. Why can't we do it with everybody? Now, when it comes to answering...
We can't even do it with other people's children.
Yes, we don't. Because we choose the other two options are easier. See, again, transforming energy will require, again, attention, awareness, and a little bit of effort. And then sometimes question that comes to mind is, how long I am supposed to do this? How can I keep doing this every time? Does that mean people will behave anyhow with me and I have to go on being nice? I have to go on feeling nice? And then we'll say, am I not a human being? Will I not feel bad?
I'm not a doormat. I don't want to be trampled and crushed every time.
Yes.
Even a mother today, if she's extremely busy, she gets angry with her own child.
Absolutely.
She says, how many times am I going to teach you the same subject?
Mm.
I have to cook, I have to work, I have to do other things, but I've got my office work.
Absolutely.
And you go on and on.
Right. Why? Because there is turbulent energy inside. We don't have the power to transform that energy. We will either reflect it back. See, reflecting back energy is the easiest. And that's what we are all doing most of the time. They spoke nicely to me, I spoke nicely back to them. They were rude to me, so I also answered back. He ignored me, so I ignored him. He did this for me, so I did this for them. So this is reflecting. When we go on reflecting people's energy back to them, we're losing our own personality. Now, I went there, she was very nice to me, so I was also nice to them. Even a simple physical thing like, they wished me for my birthday, so I'll wish them for their birthday. They came to my children's wedding, so I will go to theirs. They gave me this gift, so I should also give them this gift. Similarly, they behave like this with me, I will also do it with them. Reflecting. Now, in the whole day check, are we reflecting people's energy back to them? And actually, this is the most common one we do. Reflecting people's behavior back to them.
Can you just explain absorbing before we go to the third one?
Absorbing is very simple. If I cannot reflect, see, mostly we will reflect. But there are people and relationships in which I cannot reflect. For example, my boss shouts at me.
Suppression?
Yeah, my boss shouts at me, I can't shout back. I can't shout back. But I'm not able to have nice thoughts for him now. So I can't shout back, which means I can't reflect his energy back to him. But internally, now I'm becoming very bitter, very resentful, very angry with him inside. I have absorbed his energy, which means he was angry. Now I'm angry inside. But I've absorbed, I'm internally angry. And reflect means throwing it back. Suppose a husband is abusing his wife. Wife is not able to say anything back, but she absorbs the energy. In-laws are saying something to her, she can't say something back, absorbs the energy. But a child behaves badly, she throws it back. So reflects the energy. So mostly we are doing these two. When it's with our equals and when it's with juniors to us, we reflect energy back. When it's someone senior to me and I cannot reflect their energy back, I absorb the energy. So each time I absorb energy or reflect energy, I'm creating pain. If I reflect negative energy, also I've created pain. If I absorb negative energy, I've also created pain. So healing for me is when I transform energy.
Oh.
That'll be healing for me. Now, because different people around me will behave differently and according to their sanskars. Somebody can be very critical. Somebody can be doubting nature. They don't trust me. Somebody can use aggressive, abusive language. Somebody can be very harsh. How much can I go and stop them and change the world? Request them to be nice to me. Beg them to be nice to me. I can't do that. And so when people are going to throw all this energy, because most of us are in pain today. Because most of us have accepted stress, anger, and all these things as a part of our life. So day by day, our wounds are increasing. And we're not doing anything to heal ourselves. Most of us are not working on healing ourselves. So our pain is increasing. So even people who are closest to us, who share the most beautiful relationship with us, who always have good intention for us, but something somewhere they will do because of which it will have a negative energy.
I like that line, most of us are in pain.
Yes.
So it's easier to think.
Yeah.
Instead, you know, of getting angry, we can always say, my friend is in pain.
Absolutely.
In so much pain.
Yeah.
That this behavior.
There are a lot of people with whom we may not share a very beautiful relationship, and when they throw negative energy at us, it's easier to accept. Say, okay, I know he or she doesn't like me, so they behave like this with me. It doesn't disturb me so much. But relationships where there's a strong attachment, a very close bonding, a very strong relationship, where we know, we are 100% sure that they wish nice for us. We wish nice for them. And yet there is somewhere certain things that are happening that we are becoming instrumental for creating pain in that relationship. This raises a lot of questions in my mind, because why is this happening to me in my closest of relationships? So I need to answer those questions so that I'm able to transform energy. One, I need to understand that most of us are in pain today. Pain because situations are challenging, times are unpredictable, and we are not taking care of healing ourselves. Most of us are not using any kind of method to heal ourselves. We're getting used to living with the pain. We're not doing anything to change our sanskars. We're getting used to living with our sanskars. So most of us are in pain today internally because of our own sanskars.
At that moment, when somebody is angry, how can I work on myself that I see that the other person is in pain, instead of reacting, absorbing, or even throwing it back?
Reflecting it back.
Or not even reflecting, nothing. I want to have compassion. I said, what's happened to my friend or my brother?
Understanding that the way people are behaving, they are coming out of their own sanskars. It's not about me. It's about the sanskars they are carrying. This is the most important thing to remember. We feel how they behave towards me is something to do to me. You know, let's say if somebody has anger as their sanskar, then they're going to get angry often.
But how do I remember at that right moment?
These are things which cannot be remembered at that moment.
Then?
It is knowledge which I have to study and fill myself within much before. It's a daily, daily attention and daily filling this with myself. Everyone coming out of their sanskars. It's not about me. And then when situations come and people will behave with me in different ways, I'll say, yes, this is their sanskars.
This can make life so easy and beautiful.
This
if
is
I
their
have
sanskars.
This compassion, I yes. just say, poor chap, I don't know why he's behaving like this. What's wrong with him?
This is their sanskars. See, it's all about accepting each other's sanskars. We saw earlier, each of us is carrying a huge bundle of sanskars, which is all there, that iceberg below. Huge number of sanskars, and because we're not working on healing our sanskars, we will be behaving through our sanskars. So I need to accept that this is their sanskar. They're coming out from their sanskar. It's not that they don't like me. It's not that we don't have a nice relationship. But if they are in pain, what are they going to throw out? They're going to throw out pain. Now, I have three options. Absorb, reflect, or transform. And transform means, even if they're throwing out negative energy, let me understand. Compassion. You said this is love and compassion in action. And which means I don't get bitter. I don't get bitter about them. I don't start hating them for it. And most important, I don't reflect it back to them. I understand. Compassion means I understand why you're being like this.
And it's not pity.
This is not pity. This is understanding. Pity is a negative energy.
Yeah.
Pity is sympathy. And that's why you said love, compassion and empathy in action. Not sympathy in action. Sympathy and empathy is a lot of difference. Sympathy will be, oh, poor people, ill. They are in pain, poor he. What can I do for them? This is sympathy.
I'm superior, they're all sick and I'm the only person who's not.
Absolutely. And empathy means understanding. Understanding that someone is not well. And so they are like this right now, and that's absolutely fine, because when someone is not well emotionally...
But I've seen those someone who are not well carrying it too much also. How long?
How long what? How long will I handle it?
How long can they be unwell, and how long can I just go on saying they're unwell?
It's their sanskar, so how long?
Tolerate.
How long? See, this is what I have to answer myself. It's their sanskar. So how long will they be with that sanskar? Maybe forever. And maybe they will change if they think about healing themselves.
That's bad news.
That is news which for me is good news, because it teaches me to accept people. because otherwise I'm always expecting and waiting for them to change. When I think it's their behavior towards me only, then I keep on waiting for them to change.
But people can get fed up and say, he or she cannot change. That's it, I'm fed up with this person, I cannot change him or her, and that's it, I've got to accept and live like this.
And
my life is not a happy life, I'm just living for the sake of living.
And this, when I say, I've just absorbed negativity. This is what it is. It's like suppose I'm in a family, and a family member of mine, suppose meets with an accident, let's say, and physically is no more what they used to be. Maybe one leg got affected, or one hand got affected, or a vision got affected, or whatever. Physically, they're no more what they used to be. So what do?
Give this up on the family? This cannot be the same, sister.
This is exactly the same.
A person with two legs and walking like a lame man cannot be accepted. He is not having an accident. He's got two legs. I can see him walking, and still he limps.
It's just that physically, when someone is not well,
that's easy.
That's easy to accept.
Yeah.
Why? Because it can be seen. I can see when somebody is physically not well. Even if someone has a simple viral fever or infection and they get a little irritable on that day, I say, it's okay, they're not well. It's easy to accept someone's not well, so their behavior will be a little disturbed today. If somebody is physically handicapped today because something happened physically, you know, my hand gets amputated, now I will not work and behave the same as before. People around me will accept very easily. In fact, they will always be there to help me, to support me. They love me and they will support me when they see that I am physically in pain. Similarly, when someone is coming out of this sanskar of theirs, I just have to understand that it is an emotional pain. And I accept them. And I will not say, I have to live with them. I say, I choose to live with them with this sanskar, but with three options. Either I absorb their pain, I reflect their pain, or I transform their pain. When I say I understand their sanskar, at that minute, I will stop creating pain. I understand you. I understand.
Don't you get tired even after you understand?
Okay, let's
look at... I'm not having a relationship of a psychiatrist and a patient or a doctor and a patient. I'm not a nurse to be nursing the patient. I'm not getting money just to tolerate. It's a relationship.
Let's look at what are the options we have. One, leave.
Hmm.
Leave, which is an option which is being used very often.
And then you don't know, again you might land up with that kind of a person.
Again, you are going to land up with a person who is in some kind of pain, maybe not that kind of pain, another kind of pain. Because most of us are in pain today. Most of us are in pain. I may not have this particular sanskar, I will have another kind of sanskar. But I will have something. Because in this time, you're not going to meet anybody.
And I'm forgetting while talking to you. What about my own sanskars?
My own sanskars, absolutely.
And the other party also?
Yes.
Must be tolerating.
They are also tolerating me. So this is where I need to understand. Either leave.
Hmm.
Leave, which many of us do. Either leave the spouse, leave the job, leave your friend. One, leave. Second, be there, but keep on being cribbing and
sulk,
complaining
sulk,
and sulk and victim. I have to be in this relationship. This is my destiny. So victim kind
and
of.
And keep on complaining to friends, call up relatives and say, look at my life, this, that, but I have to live, carry on. I'm doing it for my children's sake. I'm doing it for others. I'm doing it for my father's respect, my family's respect, all that.
And always feeling like a victim who has tolerated a lot.
Hmm. So which is the best way?
This is consuming energy. This is absorbing energy.
Hmm.
And anybody who absorbs so much of negative energy internally will be in pain. And someday might throw it out also. Because they cannot go on absorbing for
it does come out
very long. It will come out in some way. Either internally they will go into pain, or their body will start showing some signals.
Yeah, it can come out as a disease.
As a disease. Suppression definitely comes out in the form of a disease. And even outwardly, they might just throw it out one day. How much more can I absorb? So either leave the relationship, or we choose to be there but be in pain. And the third one is be there, accept the other person's sanskar, and now what to do? But I have to be there. Na? So accept the other person's sanskar and create a sanskar which will go with that sanskar. See, I have to live with this person. Let's say I'm married to one person.
Create a sanskar which will go with that sanskar.
Which means, let's say you carry a weapon in your hand. And I have to live with you. I have to take care that this weapon will always be there. Right? This weapon will always be there. Either I leave that relationship because I'm scared of that weapon, or I keep wounding myself with that weapon, which means I absorb the pain and it's all
there.
Or
I have the same weapon also.
Yeah. Or I have the same weapon, reflect that energy. Fourth is, I carry a defense weapon. I protect myself every time you're using that weapon, because I have knowledge that you're going to use that weapon. And which means I create my protective mechanism whenever you're going to use that sanskar. Because especially with people whom we're living closely and whose sanskars we know, we really need to protect ourselves. Because why should we go into a repeated pain again and again because of their sanskar? We have knowledge. This is their sanskar. So accepting the sanskar and preparing here, yes, it's their sanskar to doubt me. Let's say my boss always has this nature of doubting. My boss has the nature that however hard I work, how much ever best I put in, will just come, give one negative remark and walk away. Just never ever appreciates. Always makes it a point to give some critical remark and walks away. Okay, first time I can get hurt. Second time I can get hurt. 3 times, 5 times, 10 times, now. Knowledge. It's their sanskar. Am I going to get hurt again and again every time that person does that? Because it's going to be almost every day. So what do I do? One, either get hurt every day, or second, prepare myself. This is going to happen daily. And most important, it's not coming to me. He or she is not doing this to me. It's just that this is their sanskar. And prepare my mind. I'm a powerful soul. This sanskar cannot disturb me. This is when we say withdraw. Withdraw from the influence of the other person's sanskar. Don't let people's sanskar influence me so much that I start changing my sanskar. You know, sometimes we can say, okay, no point. They're always criticizing. I'm not going to work hard now. Just come, do my job and walk off. No point doing extra anything over here because it's never appreciated. So what did I do? I changed my sanskar of sincerity because of somebody else's sanskar of criticism. Instead, just come here, draw a fence. This is their sanskar. I will not let my sanskar change because of that. I accept this is their sanskar.
Along with this, if we can send them good wishes.
Now, how will I send good wishes? When will I be able to send good wishes?
When I'm normal.
When I'm not disturbed. So when I'm not disturbed, good wishes is something which is flowing naturally. Negative wishes is something which is flowing naturally when I'm hurt. So when I protect myself, that transforming energy has automatically happened. Now if that person comes and criticizes me, and now how I think? I will say, okay, fine, this is their nature, but I know I put in my best. This is my best, what I could have done. And I think I've done a very great job today. And it's fine if he doesn't appreciate, which means I'm not bitter about him. When I don't go in pain, I don't blame him for my pain. See, the first thing that happens when we go into pain, I blame the other person for my pain. The minute I blame someone else for my pain, what are the wishes that are flowing? You are responsible for my pain. So what's the energy that's going to flow
negative,
to you?
Negative. Good,
and the minute I don't go into pain, So no negative energy flowing towards you. If no negative energy flowing, it's positive energy. You know, I'm not going to sit back and say, oh, what a wonderful person. They're so nice, they came and criticized me. And I have to do that. That's very unnatural. I can't do that. I can't say, oh, they're the best people, they came and criticized me. This is not good wishes. I'll never be able to do that. But if I do not create negative, it means I've remained positive. I don't have to be extra. You know, I can't be artificial. But if I don't create negative, I'm positive. If someone comes and harms me, physically someone's come and damaged everything that I had, someone's probably done something which has ruined my business, has spoiled things for me, I can't say, what a great person. Thank you so much for doing this for me. This is not good wishes. God bless you. I can't do this. It might not come to me like that. But if I don't create hurt and pain, and which means I don't send hatred, I don't send resentment.
That's being positive.
That's being positive.
I think we can have a short meditation on this.
Let's sit back and look at ourselves, radiators of energy. At every moment, people are throwing their energy at us. And I, the soul, have three options. Absorb their energy, reflect it back to them, or transform their energy. Now, I'm aware that I, the soul, am a powerful, loveful being. I have the capacity to radiate love and compassion irrespective of what they are sending to me. Let me see myself in this awareness. I am a radiator of love, compassion and peace. And now see myself with people around me. Someone may be critical, another one very harsh or abusive. I cannot change them, but when I'm with them, I can protect myself. My power and peace is my protective shield. I withdraw myself from the influence of their sanskar. This withdrawal is my protection and thereby radiating pure wishes to them. I have transformed energy. Om Shanti.
When we receive energy from people in the form of thoughts, words and actions, we have three options. Absorb the energy, reflect it to them, or transform the energy. When we consume their energy and create pain internally, we have absorbed energy. When we behave with them the same way as they did with us, we reflect the energy. When we respond through our original nature of peace and love, we have transformed their negative energy. With people close to us, we need to understand and accept their sanskars. Create a sanskar which protects us from the influence of their sanskar.